The Cognitive Sovereignty Amendment, a declaration of mental liberty for the children of tomorrow. Preamble. To the students of today, the citizens of tomorrow, and all who shall inherit this earth. We, the inheritors of a dream deferred, the stewards of a promise yet unfulfilled, come before you as fellow travelers upon a road whose end we cannot see, yet whose direction we must choose. We have witnessed in our time great marvels and great sorrows. We have seen humanity reach towards the stars while poisoning the waters beneath our feet. We have watched knowledge multiply beyond measure while wisdom retreated into shadow. We have built machines that think, yet neglected to teach our children how to think. We have connected every corner of the earth, yet allowed those connections to become conduits for manipulation, division, and manufactured consent. We have studied the archives of deception, the internal memoranda of corporations that knew their products killed, yet chose profit over people, the suppressed research of scientists whose truth were deemed inconvenient, the systematic campaigns to manufacture doubt where certainty existed, to sow confusion where clarity threatened power. We have read the words of executives who have called the addicted scum of the earth, who calculated that lawsuits would cost less than safety, who buried knowledge of poisons in the blood of children. And we have asked ourselves, how was this possible? The answer we have come to understand lies not only in the corruption of the deceivers, but in the vulnerability of the deceived. It lies in educational systems that taught obedience over inquiry, memorization over understanding, compliance over conscience, smallness over greatness. It lies in institutions that valued their own preservation above their sacred purposes. It lies in the systematic cultivation of citizens who could be managed, rather than minds that could be free. We therefore propose this amendment, not as a law merely, but as a declaration of what we believe humanity can become. Article the First, on the Sacred Nature of the Mind. Whereas the human mind is the seat of all that distinguishes us as moral beings, our capacity for reason, for love, for justice, for creativity, for the apprehension of truth and beauty. Whereas the freedom to think, to question, to doubt, to believe, and to change one's belief through reflection and evidence is the foundation upon which all other freedoms rest. Whereas a mind that has been manipulated without its knowledge cannot consent, a mind that has been deceived cannot choose freely, and a mind that has been engineered to desire what harms it has been violated in the most intimate way possible. Whereas the technologies of persuasion have advanced far beyond the capacity of unaided human cognition to detect or to resist them, creating asymmetries of power between those who wield such technologies and those upon whom they are wielded. Whereas history has shown that government, corporations, religious institutions, and private actors will, given the means and the motive, exploit such asymmetries to manipulate human thought and behavior for purposes contrary to the interests of those manipulated. Therefore, let it be established and declared. The right of cognitive sovereignty, the right of every person to the integrity, autonomy, and authentic development of their own mind, is hereby recognized as a fundamental and inalienable human right, essential to the dignity of the individual, the functioning of democracy, and the peace of the world. Article the Second, on the Prohibition of Cognitive Manipulation. Section 1. No entity, whether governmental, corporate, religious, political, or private, shall intentionally distort, manipulate, or engineer the cognitive processes, beliefs, desires, or behaviors of any person through means designed to bypass rational deliberation. Employ techniques that exploit cognitive vulnerabilities, unconscious processes, or neurological mechanisms to induce beliefs, desires, or behaviors that the person would not endorse upon reflection. Suppress, distort, or manufacture evidence with the intent to deceive populations about matters affecting their health, safety, or fundamental interests. Create or deploy systems, whether technological, institutional, or social, designed to manipulate cognition at scale without the informed awareness and consent of those affected. Section 2. The prohibitions of Section 1 shall apply regardless of the medium through which manipulation is attempted, including but not limited to advertising, propaganda, algorithmic curation, behavioral design, pharmaceutical intervention, educational curriculum, religious instruction, or any technology yet to be developed. The stated purpose of the manipulation, including purposes claimed to be beneficial, protective, or in the interest of those manipulated. The success or failure of the manipulation attempt. Section 3. This article shall be interpreted to protect not only individuals, but the collective cognitive environment, the shared informational and communicative space within which citizens form beliefs, make decisions, and govern themselves. The deliberate pollution of this environment through systematic deception shall be recognized as a harm to all who depend upon it. Article the Third, on the boundaries of this right. Section 1. Nothing in this amendment shall be construed to prohibit persuasion through reason, evidence, argument, and appeal to the rational faculties of the listener. The expression of opinions, beliefs, and values, however controversial, through speech, writing, art, or other protected expression. Education that teaches how to think rather than what to think. that cultivates critical inquiry, that respects the developing autonomy of the learner. Therapeutic interventions undertaken with the informed consent of the patient, for purposes the patient endorses. The legitimate exercise of parental guidance, provided such guidance respects the child's developing capacity for autonomous thought and does not constitute systematic indoctrination designed to prevent independent reasoning. Section 2. The distinction between prohibited manipulation and permitted persuasion shall rest upon transparency, whether the persuader is open about their identity, interests, and methods. Respect for rationality, whether the appeal engages the listener's rational faculties or seeks to bypass them. Consent, whether the person has meaningfully agreed to be the subject to the persuasive effort. Proportionality, whether the methods employed are proportionate to legitimate purposes and do not exploit asymmetries of knowledge or power. Article the Fourth, on the right to truth. Section 1. Every person shall have the right to access accurate information concerning matters that affect their health, safety, welfare, and fundamental interests. Section 2. No entity possessing knowledge of dangers to public health, safety, or welfare shall suppress, conceal, or misrepresent such knowledge. The deliberate suppression of such knowledge shall be recognized as a violation of the cognitive sovereignty of all those placed at risk. Section 3. Scientific research concerning matters of public importance shall be conducted and reported with integrity. The manufacture of false uncertainty, the suppression of inconvenient findings, and the corruption of the scientific institutions for commercial or political purposes shall be prohibited. Article the Fifth, on education as the foundation of liberty. Section 1. Whereas cognitive sovereignty cannot be exercised by those who lack the intellectual tools to recognize manipulation, evaluate evidence, and think independently. Whereas education is not merely preparation for employment, but preparation for citizenship, for freedom, and for the full realization of human potential. Whereas an educated citizenry is the only reliable guardian of liberty, and an uneducated citizenry is vulnerable to every form of tyranny, whether imposed by government, corporation, or mob. Therefore, let it be established. Every person shall have the right to an effective and authentic education that cultivates the capacity necessary for cognitive sovereignty, including scientific literacy, historical knowledge, civic understanding, critical thinking, and moral reasoning. Section 2. Such education shall teach students how to think rather than what to think, cultivate the disposition to question authority, demand evidence, and consider alternative explanations. Include the history of deception, corporate, governmental, and institutional, so that citizens may recognize the patterns of manipulation when they recur. Develop the capacity for independent moral reasoning, including the courage to act on conscience when authority and institution demand otherwise. Prepare citizens not merely to function within existing systems, but to evaluate, reform, and when necessary, transform those systems. Section 3. No educational system founded by public resources shall be designed primarily to produce compliant workers rather than critical citizens. The purpose of education in a free society is the cultivation of free minds and human greatness. Article the 6th. On Enforcement and Implementation. Section 1. The Congress shall have the power to enforce this amendment through appropriate legislation, including but not limited to the establishment of penalties for violations proportionate to the harm caused and the intent of the violator, the creation of regulatory framework to prevent cognitive manipulation in advertising, technology, media, and other domains, the protection of whistleblowers who expose violations of this amendment, the reform of educational systems to fulfill the purposes of Article the 5th, the funding of research into cognitive manipulation and its prevention. Section 2. Private rights of action shall be available to persons whose cognitive sovereignty has been violated, and collective remedies shall be available when violations affect populations or the cognitive environment at large. A closing meditation for those who will build what we can only imagine. Dear students, dear citizens of tomorrow, we who write these words will not live to see their fulfillment. The amendment we propose may never be ratified in the form that we have written it. The changes we envision may take generations to achieve. The forces arrayed against cognitive liberty, the industries of manipulation, the inertia of institutions, the comfort of unexamined assumptions, are formidable beyond measure. And yet, we write. We write because we believe in you. We believe that you are capable of more than the systems designed to manage you have allowed you to become. We believe that within each of you lives a mind that longs to be free, to think its own thoughts, to ask its own questions, to discover its own truths, to make its own meaning. Given the long history of deception, the leaded gasoline that poisoned generations, the tobacco that killed in the most terrible of ways while executives lied, the chemicals that accumulate in your blood while corporations calculate the costs of lawsuits against the cost of conscience. Given how educational systems have been designed to produce compliance rather than inquiry, workers rather than citizens, subjects rather than sovereigns of your own mind, we ask you for acts of greatness, to grow and grow all the way up, until each of you becomes a great being. A being capable of influencing the future towards a more intellectual humanity. A broken past is not meant to breed despair, but to kindle determination. For the first step toward freedom is knowing that you are not free. The first step toward truth is knowing that you have been deceived. The first step toward authentic thought is recognizing the forces that have sought to think for you. You did not choose the world into which you were born. You did not design the systems that shaped your early mind. You did not order to point intercontinental ballistic missiles at every city across the world. You are not responsible for the deceptions practiced upon your parents and their parents before them. But you are responsible for what happens next. The founders of this nation, imperfect as they were, complicit in injustices we now rightfully condemn, understood something essential. That liberty requires eternal vigilance. That freedom must be won anew by every generation. That the price of self-governance is the effort of self-education. They could not have imagined the technologies of manipulation that now exist. The algorithms that can predict and shape your desires. The data systems that know you better than you know yourself, the industries of influence that have made the engineering of belief a science and a commerce. They could not have foreseen corporations with more power than nations, information systems that connect and divide in equal measure, or the capacity to deceive at scale that now exists. But they understood the principle that government of the people, by the people, and for the people requires people capable of governing themselves. And self-governance begins in the mind. We ask you to imagine a world transformed. Imagine schools that treats you not as vessels to be filled, but as flames to be kindled. Imagine teachers who ask questions rather than demand answers, who welcome your doubts rather than punish them, who teach you to think rather than what to think. Imagine a media environment where you can trust that what you see has not been engineered to exploit your vulnerabilities. Imagine advertising that respects your rationality rather than seeking to bypass it. Imagine technologies designed to serve your authentic interests rather than to capture your attention for sale. Imagine a world where education is liberation, where knowledge is freely shared, where every child born has access to the full inheritance of human understanding, not because where they were born or who their parents were, but because such access is recognized as their birthright as a thinking being. Imagine a world at peace. Not because differences have been eliminated, but because people have learned to reason together, to disagree without dehumanizing, to seek truth rather than victory, clarity rather than conflict, and wisdom and greatness, and a future together over more borders and division. This is the world we are asking you to build. It will not be easy. The forces that profit from your manipulation will not surrender their profits willingly. The institutions that survive through deception will not welcome transparency. The systems that have always been will resist the systems that ought to be. You will be told that you are naive, that the world has always been this way and always will be, that idealism is for children, and realism means accepting corruption as inevitable. You will be offered comfortable cynicism as a substitute for difficult hope. Do not believe them! The world has changed before. Slavery, once universal, is now universally condemned. The divine right of kings, once unquestioned, is now a historical curiosity. Women, once denied education and citizenship, now lead nations. Here, too, the progress was not inevitable. It was fought for, suffered for, died for by people who were told that change was impossible. You are the latest generation in an unbroken line of humans who have bent the arc of history towards justice, towards truth, towards freedom. The fact the arc bent slowly does not mean it does not bend. The fact that progress is not assured does not mean that it is not possible. Think for yourselves. Question everything, including what we have told you here. Demand evidence. Consider alternatives. Trust no authority simply because it claims authority. Seek truth. Not the truth that is comfortable, but the truth that is true. Be willing to change your mind when evidence demands it. Be humble about what you know and curious about what you don't. Act with courage. When you see deception, name it. When you witness manipulation, resist it. When institutions demand your complicity in harm, refuse. The world needs fewer people who follow orders and more people who follow conscience. Given an opportunity to stand up for authentic education, do so. Build better systems. The systems you inherit, educational, economic, political, were built by humans and can be rebuilt by humans. Do not accept the way things are as the way things must be. Imagine better. Design better. Build better. Care for each other. The forces of manipulation would divide you by race, by nation, by religion, by politics, because divided people are so much easier to control. Recognize your common humanity, your wisdom, your desire for greatness. Your interests are not in competition with the interests of people across the world. Your interest is in a world where no one's mind is exploited, where everyone's dignity is respected, where every life counts, where all have access to truth. Never stop learning. Education is not something that ends when school ends. It is the lifelong project of becoming more fully human, more capable of understanding, of empathy, of wisdom, of greatness. The mind that stops learning is a mind that dies. We who write these words are not your saviors. We cannot give you freedom. Freedom must be taken, must be practiced, must be lived. We can only remind you of what you have always possessed: a mind capable of thought, a heart capable of compassion, a will capable of action. The Savior is every one of you, rising to greatness. The future is not written. It will be written by you, by the choices you make, the systems you build, the truths you insist upon, the manipulations you refuse. We have given you an amendment, a vision of cognitive sovereignty, so that you might have words for what you are fighting for. Now, the work is yours.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
To these, we add
the right to a mind uncorrupted, a consciousness unmanipulated, a will authentically one's own.
This is the liberty for which we now contend. This is the happiness we now pursue. This is the life of a truly free mind, that we now declare to be the birthright of every human being. May you build what we have only dreamt. May you achieve what we have only begun. May the world you leave your children be freer than the world we leave to you. And may you never stop asking, what else is possible?
With faith in your capacity and hope for your future, the present generation, and trust for those who follow. The mind, once expanded to the dimensions of larger ideas, never returns to its original size. Education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire. The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good man to do nothing. An unexamined life is not worth living. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. The truth will set you free, but first, it will make you miserable. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. In a compromise between good and evil, only evil can profit.